Did you know improving your communication can double your net worth? Just because it's not your title doesn't mean you're not in sales. You are. Lloyd Day created and has taught this communication training for 30 plus years. Macy McNeely, Lloyd's daughter, and Catherine Schubert, a founding student, were struggling entrepreneurs who, after going under his wing and seeing their businesses quadruple, knew that this was the missing piece for so many others. That's how the Guide Culture Training started and has taught over 500 students in just 2 short years. Sales is guiding people into a decision that is best for them. Guide Culture is not sales training, it's life training. We are a group of completely bought-in sales professionals who persuade for good. Here are your hosts, Macy, Loy, and Catherine.
We have a really fun story coming to you in just a second about how Kat did an Instagram story that brought in $12,000. It's wild. So stay tuned for that. But first, you should know that right now happening in the Winner Circle, which is the Facebook community with amazing entrepreneurs inside of it, there is a challenge going on called the Selling Styles Challenge. And we're going to be talking a little bit more about selling styles in this episode, about how, a lot of times you are going to sell naturally the way that you buy and why it's so important to know all the selling styles so that you can hit all the people. So make sure you're in the winner circle for that. And at the end of this week, on April 15th of 2021, Guide Culture is opening. The spring cohort is opening. We just finished up the winter one and it was incredible. We had someone actually just messaged me on Instagram and said that they've already 6x'd their investment on Guide Culture, which is just insane. And there's plenty more stories like that. So make sure you put that on your calendar. Get ready for it. If you have questions, if you want to just save time and make sure it's a good fit before April 15th comes, then go ahead and message either Kat or myself on Instagram. We will link our Instagrams in the show notes. And that way you can just go ahead and make the decision before open day and you can go ahead and grab your seat because there are a limited amount of seats. We only take so many people each time. And so we'll see you in the DMs. Kat, you want to tell us all about how you brought in $12,000 with just a couple of Instagram stories?
Yeah, about 4 minutes changed a lot and it helped me realize a lot. So the story is actually about me a little over 2 years ago. Picture this. Okay, it's 2018. I had just moved into our new house and I was pregnant with Lucy. And I would wake up many days during that pregnancy. And it's not about me being pregnant at all, but I would just wake up and I would cry. I wouldn't wake up crying. I would go sit on our couch in this one specific spot on the couch. I would just be so sad. I would call my mom and I'd say, you know, what should I do with my day? What am I doing? And sometimes she'd give me advice, but I think at the end of the day, I just really had no focus and I didn't have a way of growing. I was in a business that I had for about a year and a half at the time, and I really believed in it. I knew that I was capable of a lot. I have a background in nutrition. I'm a dietitian by trade, so I knew I could do stuff. And for whatever reason, when I switched from, you know, the corporate world, which I didn't like, to business world, which I did like, but couldn't make it work, that was really, really frustrating. And after about a year and a half of just trying to try harder, it's like you give up, you know, you kind of like wear out your fuel of just trying harder and striving for something that's not working. And so I guess during this season of life, you know, I think being pregnant just makes you realize more things. You ask a lot of questions. And one of those questions was, do I need to double down or figure out something else to fulfill, you know, my role and what I'm supposed to be doing? Because clearly I'm either not good at this or something's wrong. And one day during this season, I was watching Instagram and I saw someone say, you know, there is a way that you can be unrecognizable by this time next year, that you actually can become who you're supposed to be and really maximize all that you're doing. And something about that really resonated with me for a lot of reasons. There's a lot to that story. But in that moment, I thought, well, I need to consider whatever she's talking about. And so I think a month passes or so, and I saw this opportunity to do the course called Clearly Confident. And I thought, well, those are two things I need. I wasn't clear, was trying to be focused, but it was not working. And I certainly wasn't confident in my results or what was happening in my life. And so I thank the Lord that Carl had more faith in me than I had even in myself. I felt like I was failing everyone, actually. And so for him to believe in me was a really big deal. And so I take this course, and long story short, it honestly changed everything from like day one. And it wasn't even like skills based. It was like totally a heart thing. And within 3 months, I think it was, my income in that business that hadn't been working 4x completely. And it wasn't even something I was tracking necessarily, but I just noticed it. Everything started panning out, and the effort was really starting to be used like to its actual potential, which was really cool. And the coolest part about that was I was completely bought into this course, clearly confident it was working in my life. And a few months later, after just staying in it and committing to all that it had brought into my life, around August 2019, it changed its name to Guide Culture. And by that time, I had helped teach it, and the rest is very much history. And that is the story that I told one day on Instagram, trying to help someone else feel not alone in their journey of growing their business.
So how did it bring $12,000 in?
So,
because you just put your phone down and went on about your day and didn't really check your phone until the next day, right?
Right. So the reason that it did what it, that story made the impact it did, is because, well, one, people love stories, and it's not my natural tendency to tell my own story.
Yeah.
It's something that we actually kind of shy away from, but it still is powerful when it's used, you know, kind of smartly.
Appropriately
is a great word. And at the end of the day, there are people who need to hear it and who need to not feel alone, and to honestly kind of know that you get them.
Yeah.
And so even though it wasn't my natural tendency to tell that, it struck a chord with a bunch of people who had kind of been on the fence about growing in the same way that I did with the Guide Culture. And overnight, I literally put my phone down. We went to dinner after doing those stories, and all like about four people were like, oh, wow, I need, I'm like doing it. Mm-hmm. I was sleeping.
Yeah.
I couldn't get back to them because I was sleeping.
Yeah. They were like asking
questions.
They had questions
about like times and money and like all this stuff. And they said, you know, like, screw it.
I'm buying.
Like, I'm buying it. Like, and that is how you know that you have helped someone see something with their heart and not just with their head.
That's right. Yeah. And so that's kind of what we're going to talk about today, is really how to be able to do something like that, to be able to share kind of the same message in a different way with different, what we like to call evidence. Like the story that you just told was a form of evidence, to be able to cast a bigger net and be able to hit different types of buyers based on your selling style. So we're going to talk about very briefly just the public follow-up, because that's exactly what Kat did. She did a quick public follow-up, and then we're going to talk about, you know, how to know and recognize your natural selling style, and then how to adapt and use all the selling styles so that something like that could potentially happen for you. So a public follow-up, all it is really kind of following up with a concept or with a question or an objection using content. So you can do that through podcasts. You can do that through Instagram stories. That's typically what we like to do. If someone ghosts you, it's a great way to do that as well, because a lot of times people that ghost you are kind of still watching your Instagram stories. If they've raised their hand at one point, they've been watching you at some point. And so let's say you say something, maybe you don't say the right thing, or they're not the right buyer, the type of buyer, the way that you're selling. And it's like, oh crap. Well, you can kind of follow up with them in a way that you wish that you had privately, and you can do it publicly. I know I've done that before, and then they will message back from that Instagram story. And I think that's happened to you too plenty of times, right?
It completely happens all the time.
Yeah. And it is so simple, way more simple than you probably even realize. It's basically, you know, let's say someone messages you a question or a concern, and if someone is actually talking to you and messaging you and voicing a question or a concern, first of all, congratulations, because that is a huge deal. That's a huge buying signal. There's also plenty of people out there in your audience that aren't doing that. They aren't messaging you, but they are thinking the same thing as them. So I remember my very first in-person event that I did, it was in February. And it was just like, honestly, I was just trying to stir the pot. Which basically just means create some activity. There was really no purpose for it other than just to like shock the system, like we talk about. And it was basically just, hey, come. I was really practicing my speaking and I wanted to, you know, continue to practice. And so I said, hey, I'm going to have an event. I just wanted to break even. That was the goal, mm-hmm. you know. And it was in February and it was on Valentine's Day weekend. So it wasn't even Valentine's Day. It was the weekend. And I got a message from somebody that said, hey, you know, it's Valentine's Day weekend. My husband and I, like, we wanted to, you know, go to a hotel or something and stay the weekend. And so I don't know if it's going to work for us kind of situation. And so I just got on my stories and it's just, hey, you know, someone told me that, you know, it's Valentine's Day weekend. And I honestly didn't even realize that. But how perfect that you and your husband can come to something that's fulfilling, that you're going to walk away with more conversation and mm-hmm. you guys are going to grow together. Mm-hmm. And there's plenty of hotels right by the venue that we were at. Like, just make that your Valentine's Day weekend. Like, what a perfect thing. Mm-hmm. And even if someone didn't have the concern about it being Valentine's Day, they might have seen the weekend a little bit differently. They might have seen it more like, oh man, let's actually make this special for my husband and I instead of,
that's, you know, what I did.
Yeah, Carl came.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
A lot of husbands were there.
Yes. I think maybe that's what happened.
That is what happened. A bunch of men don't just go.
I know. We just, like, awesome. Opened there and really sold the idea of, like, hey, go, like, do something fulfilling instead of watching, you know, a random movie that doesn't, you know, make you better.
I remember this so well.
Do you?
Well, it's bringing back, like, all these memories. Like, why would you go see a movie?
Yeah, that's silly. But, like, yeah. Get in the car on the way home and actually talk about some good stuff.
Yes.
And so that was, like, a one way of, like, public follow ups. Another thing.
And that thing was full.
It was full. It was like 200 people. It was full.
So if you're listening to this and you've either considered guide culture or you have taken it, think, this is where you think bigger, mm-hmm. where you stir the pot by doing an activity.
Yeah.
People have objections. That's great. You can handle them publicly,
yep.
whether it's on a sales page, whether it's in a video format, whatever you have to do to help people see things differently.
Right. Changing perspective.
One of the highest levels of influence, really by definition, it's helping, leading people and mm-hmm. guiding people into thinking in a beneficial way for their life.
Exactly.
So help them think in a way that they want to grow with their husband, not they're too busy for
right.
something. That's not right.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And so obviously this is, I mean, I'm sure you know this, but this is how you really make any kind of content, is based on what people are kind of saying mm-hmm. a little bit, and especially sales content. You can hear how people are thinking, and you, it's your job now to sell them on a new way of thinking.
That's so true.
And all you have to do is be able to touch lots of your whole audience by kind of, hopefully they message you and they're like, wow, you're in my head. How did you know? That's the goal.
I have a comment about this that happened yesterday in lab. Okay. So people are posting, right, to follow up about the product that launched or whatever the case. Okay. So someone is doing their rep and they're basically doing a quote presentation about mm-hmm. how there's, like, there's a discount. Mm-hmm. There's, you know, a free gift with purchase mm-hmm. and what was it? They can, like, break their payment up or something.
Or money back.
It was all money based.
Yeah.
And I just want to point out, based on what you're saying about thought reversal, mm-hmm. that does not change anyone's mind. All that gets them thinking about is dollars and cents. And so money.
Also, why would you need to discount it if it was good?
That's a whole other thing. That's probably, there's a whole podcast on it.
Yeah.
The thing is, helping people think differently has nothing to do with money. The way that they think is going to lead them to asking how much it is. And then that's a different conversation.
That's right.
Where they might not even care at that point how much it is.
Right.
Just know that getting people to think a certain way is your main job.
Wow.
That's your biggest job as a salesperson, influencer, leader, doesn't matter. It's all the same.
Human being, parent.
Human being.
Yeah. Another thing, I this is actually something I've been meaning to share to handle publicly.
Oh, perfect.
And I just haven't. So let me just do it now publicly and also to demonstrate it. One of the things that we've gotten a couple of questions on is, you know, guide culture is opening in two, you know, just a couple of days, and I am having a baby. And so the question is, well, is, like, Macy going to be there? Like, which is so crazy in my brain. So I'm like,
you're the queen, angel. No,
it's just so sweet. I'm so honored, but let me just explain how guide culture is set up and how it works. It's absolutely nothing changes for you, regardless if I'm birthing a child or if I'm not, because it's all freshly recorded. We actually just redid it, the 8-week program, and everybody has three coaches. You have an apprentice, mm-hmm. you have a head coach, and you have a master coach. And to be a master coach, it takes a full year to become a master coach. So these people are incredibly qualified, mm-hmm. highly trained. And so you would get a coach regardless if I was having a baby or not. So nothing changes for you. In fact, mm-hmm. you get all of Macy no matter what. It's perfect.
That's right.
So that's a way to kind of publicly handle a concern, handle a thought reversal, or for that was just a simple explanation. People just didn't understand how mm-hmm. it was set up. And so now hopefully people understand and they think, oh, okay, perfect. Mm-hmm. It's the perfect time for me to do this. Perfect right? time. So that's a simple kind of follow up, public follow up. Now, the reason that you have to like really think through the way you follow up is because you're naturally going to publicly follow up in a way that you sell naturally or that you buy naturally. So for example, if you are somebody that's like super analytical and you love the numbers, you might listen to the story Kat told and eye roll, possibly.
Yeah. And who cares?
Who cares? Which is totally great. That's Kat, you also are not analytical.
I'm not analytical and I'm not really a storyteller by nature.
Or story like receiver. Well, you correct. Know.
Storyteller receiver.
Yeah. Yeah. You're more like gut instinct a little mm-hmm. bit. And so knowing your natural selling style and just being aware and being like, okay, naturally I'm analytical. And so I'm going to throw some numbers out. Well, that's awesome. But you're only going to hit about 25% of your audience.
That's right.
And so you've got to really recognize, be self-aware. One of the biggest things we see is that people just aren't self-aware.
Right.
And they lack this like, oh my gosh, like this is where I'm at. This is where I'm going. Mm-hmm. And one of the best ways that you can know your selling style is take the selling styles quiz. We actually just put that out last week. I'm sure a lot of you've already taken it, but if you haven't, we will put it in the show notes. Take the quiz and make sure you come to the selling styles challenge that's happening right now. So you can be really, really aware of what you are and also what other people are. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the challenge is going to be a huge benefit because as you'll see, there are four selling styles, which also moonlight as buying styles. The thing is that whatever you are is only 25% of the pie. There's an entire three other groups of people, 75% of people have something completely different than you.
Right.
Meaning there's a bunch of opportunity for you to really meet people where they are and be intentional about that. And honestly, the only way to be intentional with how you sell is to be aware. Mm-hmm. So the quiz is your first step. The second step is to engage in the challenge because you're going to have so much insight into what other people need to hear.
Right.
Going back to, I guess, my situation with the Instagram stories thing. No one told me like, man, like I just need to know your story.
Yeah.
Like no one put it on a platter for me.
Right.
I just remember thinking it is good, but at the same time, it's just that level of awareness
right.
to say, you know, I really don't talk about this. Mm-hmm. And that's a huge lost opportunity mm-hmm. for people who need to hear something different. Mm-hmm. So even though I personally don't like telling my story, mm-hmm. it really doesn't matter. Like this right. is a huge get over yourself moment.
That's right.
And do what other people need, like to have the information they need to have and to feel what they need to feel. And if you're not a data person, mm. it really doesn't matter. No. Go learn your numbers.
Yeah.
Because you having a lack of knowledge or skill in storytelling doesn't really matter. Learn it.
Right.
Because there's a whole group of people who need what you have. And all you got to do is communicate it in a way that they can hear it. Mm.
And knowing this, it's going to help you not only on Instagram stories, you know, publicly. But I know for us, like just direct messages, you can tell what somebody is just by the questions that they ask, which cuts down the time of the conversation and the sales cycle so much because you can just meet them where they are and just give them what they need.
Exactly. It's so there's that other piece of awareness where you're not just self-aware of you, but you're paying attention now. Your mind is looking for what someone is,
right?
Which saves a ton of time on both ends. So if you've been feeling like an unheard entrepreneur, like if what you're saying just is not dialing in with people, and they've been breezing over, maybe you have a batch of a group of people who aren't like you, right? You have a batch of storytellers listening or a batch of analytical people listening, and you tend to just sell with energy and enthusiasm and you're off the walls excited and passionate, but people need a little bit more from you. They need a little bit more details or whatever. That is literally such a silly reason not to sell. Mm. Such a silly reason because you're not adapting to what people need.
That's right.
And what's really cool about this is that you can take one message. I want you to think of like, oh my gosh, this is the worst example, but it's so 90s. Okay.
Okay.
Remember the game Trouble where you click the thing down and the dice
obviously pops
up? Okay. So there's like four players to that game. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Okay. So your story is the dice in the middle.
Okay.
Okay. And each selling style is the four colors, like red, green, yellow, blue. Uh-huh. Okay. And it's like different doors you're entering. Mm. So think of them as categories. Like if you're only hitting one, there's only one player playing that game, but you can have four players in this game and actually hit more categories. So think of it as different doors entering toward the same story. Ooh. So it gives you a ton of variety in how you talk, and you're not saying the same thing all the time. You actually have like so many exponential ways to tell your story.
Yeah, and it's or just to like say more content.
More freaking content.
I mean, if you are struggling to know what to post, hello, just open your brain to the way people buy. And you have times literally quadruple times four what you're doing right now.
Yes. And I don't think we've even said this yet, but each day of the challenge this week is a different style. We'll talk about more of that in a second, I think. But when you come to each day, you learn about the different styles.
Right.
So understand your style, but study someone else's style, because what you do comes naturally to you, and you can tone it up and you can make it better and all the things. Mm-hmm. What you're not naturally inclined to do is the very reason you need to show up to every single day.
Right.
Honestly, and you'll love it so much.
This is segueing perfect. It kind of reminds me of just personality tests.
Yeah.
When someone knows their personality test, they know all about themselves, right? They know, we're like kind of, personality tests are, we take them or leave them. We leave them a little bit for the most part. But when you listen to people, they'll say, hey, or what number are you? Or what letter are you? And, you know, I never know, but then they're so excited to tell me what they are, and they know to the core what it is.
Right.
They never go and learn about other types of personalities because it doesn't mean anything for them. And that's so normal in human nature, because you want to be part of like a tribe a little bit. And so if me and Kat are the same personality, it's like, hey, we're united and we are a tribe and we are like together.
We get each other. And so it feels so good to be understood.
It feels so.
That's exactly, the root of it.
That's the root of it. And so you're going to take the selling style quiz, and you might be tempted to say, oh my gosh, let me go learn about my style. I'm so interested in like who I am. And if that is your tendency, I just want you to have a red flag that pops up and say, okay, that's actually the very opposite of what I need to do, because you're naturally going to gravitate towards what you already do and the way that you sell. So go and learn the 75% in the challenge. And this brings us to our next point, which is to really adapt and use all those selling styles. Use them, practice, force yourself to use them. Kat was just saying, hey, it's not natural for me to like get on and get emotional and tell my story. It's not natural, but you got to make yourself.
Yeah.
You just have to. You really have to think about, we always say die to yourself, because nothing is about you. And just like Kat said, I love how she made a comment like, people are not going to hand you on a silver platter. Like, talk about this, please. Mm-hmm. Tell me this story. Tell me these numbers. They're just not, you have to shift through or sift through what the vibe is and be able to be aware. And know, like, hey, I've been missing out on the stories. I've been missing out on the ROI, on the numbers. I really need to show up with that evidence.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. What's really cool, I mentioned like being a little bit unheard. And truly, the sooner that you take this to heart and you just start applying it the best you can, the sooner you'll be able to speak to more people and feel heard. You know, one of the things I'm seeing a lot on Instagram, which is really cool, I don't know if it's just because of Reels or what the algorithm's doing, but I'm seeing a lot of people who sell makeup. And so when it comes to makeup, you think about it, it's fun. You can demonstrate it really well, feel pretty. It's a little bit emotional, I guess. It's like exciting, right? It's like the fun thing to do. It's like go to Sephora, have fun.
Oh yeah.
No one thinks about going to Sephora and like asking about data or asking about ingredients, maybe.
Right.
Right. Or if you do, you're not getting answers that you want, I guarantee you.
Sure.
You're probably trying to look at like a blog of a really scientific person. So I just want to challenge you that even though it's easy to be excited and fun and, you know, have fun music with your makeup stuff, I would encourage that person or anyone who can relate to this to switch. And just add in some stuff with the details, the ingredients, what makes it so great, what makes it glide on so uniquely and smooth, and what makes it help your skin. I know some stuff.
Right.
Like take some ownership over the information and actually convince the rest of us who don't get excited about a makeup that looks the same as the stuff that you can buy anywhere. What makes it special? Mm-hmm. Like prove it to us with details. What's the story about why it started? Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of these network marketing companies, they have a story. Mm-hmm. Why did they go into that arena? Mm-hmm. Why do they care about helping people have opportunity? What is the story.
That's just right.
Some people want to hear it.
Yeah.
So just mix it up once in a while.
Yeah. So that this challenge really is so vital. And it's all going to be, if you missed yesterday and you're listening, or even if you've listened to this months down the road and this is, you know, way past done, just still, you can go to the winner circle, click guides at the top, and it'll be organized and it'll probably say Selling Styles Challenge, mm-hmm. where you can go and rewatch everything and go ahead and do the challenge on your own so that you can get that 100%.
Yeah. So there's two things here. So by the time that you do the challenge, you're probably going to feel like, okay, wow, that's a lot. I already am doing the best I can. So one, there's that. I'm a little, you might be overwhelmed. And the second one, you might think, how do I know that like I'm doing the right amount of each? Mm-hmm. Or how do I know what they are when they message me? So the first question that you might be having is, okay, I know now like what to do. It's a lot. How do I even do it? That is exactly what you learn in guide cultures, how to apply it. That is the how. That is where you really learn how to, you know, kind of swap in and out evidence, swap in and out the facts and the emotional parts of the message that you have so that it can be really concise and really clear for the right people. And kind of going back to like the overwhelm a little bit, I remember being in nutrition school and I was in this micronutrients class and I don't know if y'all know this, but if you look in the back of a vitamin bottle, that's not even like half of what's out there. Okay. There's so many and you have to learn all of them in school and what they do in the body and what their pathways are. I mean, it's crazy. And then you hear how important they are. Like, yeah. Just like we're saying analytical people, hey, you're going to lose them if you don't do it. Yeah. It's like, hey, if you don't have zinc, you can't, your brain stops working. It's like, it's like dramatic. And yeah. So I turned to my friend in school and I said, like, how do we make sure we're getting all of this?
Yeah. You were asking for yourself.
I was asking for myself. I'm thinking, how do I make sure I'm getting all the zinc, selenium, magnesium, you know, mm-hmm. like all these things that no one thinks about. And she said something so common sense. Mm-hmm. She said, well, I think the point is that the more balance you have, the more you're naturally going to get all these things. Mm-hmm. And that's exactly how this is. Mm-hmm. The more often you're sharing a balance of all this, it's going to take care of itself. The leads take care of themselves. That clicks with them. They'll probably let you know that it resonates because people aren't really used to being seen.
That's
so
right.
When you are the one who sees them, they'll let you know that you've been heard. That's you know right. what I'm saying? So it's really a mindset shift for you where you want to know as much evidence as possible so you can share a balance of everything because you want no lead left behind. You don't want to just leave people out in the cold who need you because they need more facts than you've been giving or something like that. So, really or maybe good. You're honestly, maybe you're an analytical type person and you don't like to get super energetic.
Mm.
And so you fall flat.
Yeah.
And you know that, but you don't really care.
Yeah.
I encourage you to care because there's some people who would probably love you and love what you do. They just, they don't see it coming across. So anyway, that's what the challenge is going to be about.
You know, Ninja Nat does a really good job about this because she's more amiable. So she's more like even keel, mm-hmm. low key. But when she does Ninja Nat, she turns it on. She turns it on because it's not about what she is comfortable doing.
Mm-hmm.
It's about what the other people need in order to buy in.
Yeah.
And she's just incredible. She has her onstage vibe. And I would just encourage you to have that, an onstage vibe.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing you could do this week, if you're listening to this live, is to really watch our Instagrams this week because Guide Culture is open. Mm-hmm. And so we will be following up publicly a lot.
Yep.
And we will be doing it with lots of different selling styles.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it'll be really valuable. I've had students message the last time we were open. I've had students message us and just be like, wow, this is so helpful to see it all come together. Like seeing the true public follow-ups with the method and with the different pieces of evidences. And connecting all of this is the most valuable skill that you can have.
Yeah.
It's the most valuable skill you can have. And it's something that you own. And it's something that no one can ever, ever, ever take away from you. Ever.
It's insane.
I know. Go ahead.
So, not only can no one, once you know it, no mm-hmm. one can take it away from you.
Yeah.
You do get lifetime access with Guide Culture. So you can constantly be refreshing yourself. But more than that, it's universally transferable.
Yeah.
Because the skills or communication skills that we prefer to talk about sales.
Mm-hmm.
Because that is exactly what it does, is it helps people move to a favorable decision
right.
for them.
Mm-hmm.
So whether that's a yes or no ultimately or a later kind of situation, it's helping them think in a way that helps them make a decision.
Yeah.
And so you can think about this with a spouse, a parent, a child, the limit does not exist on how much communication happens. Mm-hmm. And so for the cost of admission, for you to own this skill that you can use with any human being, I honestly would swear that it works with dogs. I swear that the tone that you use, right? The 100%. Mindset you have, the attitude, yeah. the tone, it works with dogs too. So probably. I know it works with Lucy. I used it last night.
Oh, good.
Can I tell you really quick?
Yeah, I want to know.
So we were trying to get her to go to a bath. Okay, she's 2.5. And, you know, Carl's like, let's go take a bath. Like, mm-hmm. just telling her what to do. And, of course, she didn't want to. I said, watch this. So I kneel down. And I said, Lucy, I understand. I also want to make sure that I'm comfortable. How do you feel about going to take a bath? And she said, okay. It was amazing. It was amazing.
Carl said, you just cushioned.
And for the first time in like forever, Carl's like, that was really impressive. It made me feel really good that he was impressed.
I know that she's kind of favoring you right now, right? She's kind of like into you more than
Carl. Actually, she wanted candy from Carl.
Yeah.
So if anything, she didn't want me in that moment.
Wow.
Right.
Well, what I'm saying is she's been wanting you.
Yeah.
Probably because of the way you handle stuff like that.
I like to think so.
A lot more softer, a lot more like, hey, she makes a decision. You're not like telling her. So, wow. Good job.
Crazy.
Good job,
crazy.
Mama cat.
Yeah. So that just speaks to the transferability of this. It's like insane.
It's insane.
Absolutely insane.
And, you know, we've been listening to, we're just really trying to learn numbers and expenses and making sure our profit is where it needs to be. And just talking to our students, like they will pay, you know, the cost of admission for guide culture is $38.97. Okay. So for 8 weeks to be able to own the skill,
basically a quarter of college,
for the rest of your life to transfer it into your Instagram, your webinars, your funnels, your parenting, $38.97. People pay someone else to do their funnels or pay someone else to do their sales or pay someone else to do their ads.
Thousands of dollars,
$5,000 a month minimum.
Yeah.
Minimum. And if they go, that skill goes. You're done. You're renting that skill. And it's like, oh my gosh, what our students are able to really take with them for the rest of their life, it's invaluable. It's invaluable. And so I would just encourage you to really think about your skills like that, like something you can own mm-hmm. instead of rent. Mm-hmm. And as a business owner, like it's, I know you want to like leverage yourself. I, in the same exact way, I want to delegate as much as I can so I can leverage myself. Yeah. And that is the very reason this is for you, is because as a business owner, until you hit $1 million a year, the only thing you need to be focusing on is sales.
Leadership and sales.
Honestly,
I don't think that you ever get to a point where you delegate leadership.
No.
Or communication.
No.
Like you have to own this skill. Exactly. And if you don't, then that it just doesn't feel good.
I know.
Nothing's going to work. It's just not going to be right.
And it's so tempting to look away from things that aren't going well. I know I have such a tendency to do that. It's like, I don't want to look. It's too hard. And if you feel that way about your sales, I know that I've talked to people who are like, oh, I'm just like waiting to open because of all these reasons. And the root of it is like, hey, I'm scared to ask for the sale. I'm scared to show up and like publicly sell. Mm-hmm. It's simply because you don't have the skill that matches what you need to accomplish. That's all it is. And, mm-hmm. and you might be feeling like, oh, I don't want to be salesy. I don't want to be pushy. What's interesting is that the people that are pushy and that are salesies are the ones that don't have the skill. Mm-hmm. When you have the skill, you actually come off as incredibly likable, incredibly credible and trustworthy.
And serving.
And I know that that's really what you want at the end
of
the day.
People are thankful when you sell.
Listen, my favorite messages are when people are like, Macy, thank you for helping me like get into this decision because it was the right decision for me.
So crazy.
That's what you want.
Yeah.
So put it on your calendar. If anything, come to the Selling Styles Challenge. Watch the videos. Be there for every single video, not just for yours. Die to yourself. Learn the 75%. Own the 75%. And force yourself to use the 75%. And if you're ready to really connect it all, Guide Culture is for you. April 15th, it's open. There are only a limited amount of seats. And I do not want you to miss out on this amazing, life-changing experience.
Yes. And for our logistic-minded people, I would love to give just some details because you might be wondering, like, when does it start?
Yeah.
Things like that. So I'm going to go ahead and tell you, actually.
Perfect.
Start date.
It's so me just to be like, just buy.
I know. April 30th is the start date. Now, what you're going to see is that your content, you're going to get your content in a portal. It's been pre-recorded. So you get the Guide Culture team's very best every single time you watch a video.
Mm-hmm.
We are fresh, primed. The content is the best it could be. yep. right now. And so that content will drop to you weekly for 8 weeks at Fridays at 8 a.m. You don't have to be there live. It is pre-recorded for your convenience. Mm-hmm. And then the following week, you will show up live to a lab. Mm-hmm. You have a certified coach that we told you. You have three coaches, actually, in a cohort of 10 people or less. And it will last no more than an hour and a half, usually an hour.
Mm-hmm. Depending on the week.
Depending on the week. It's usually just plenty of time for everyone to get a rep in, get it, you know, all the practice, encouraged, all the things. Mm-hmm. Critiqued mm-hmm. and given feedback. So that's your lab. And at checkout, you actually pick your lab time. So the sooner you sign up, the sooner you get the lab time that's best for you. There's a lot of different time zones considered and all that kind of stuff. So, and there's a lot of coaches in different time zones. So yeah. hopefully there is one for you. And if you have any questions, of course, you can message us anytime. But I think mm-hmm. those are the details that
yep.
most people have questions about.
Yeah. And then I think the other thing is like, hey, how much time do I need to dedicate?
Oh, yeah. That's a very, very common question.
So it's 8 weeks. The first 4 weeks are probably a little bit more time intensive. Mm-hmm. The second 4 weeks is really like just re-implementing mm-hmm. and just getting it in your subconscious. Mm-hmm. So I would say the first 4 weeks, if you could dedicate
like 3 to 4 hours a week.
Yeah, 3 to 4 hours a week.
Are good. Like that's yeah. good time with the material.
Yeah. And then the second 4 weeks, I would say less than that, maybe 2 hours a week. But you're really going to be focusing on implementing it, quote, in the field is like what yes. we like to say. This is the difference between knowing information, having knowledge, and knowing mm-hmm. how to do it. So many people work from knowledge instead of knowing. And mm-hmm. I know that you want to be able to work from like, hey, I know this like the back of my hand. Yeah. And that's where the true implementation comes, and that's why the labs are so valuable.
That, and you are encouraged every single time you watch content to get out and do this, and you're really guided in how you can make this work in the real world, how your brain can start thinking mm-hmm. in a way that the techniques guide you. I could say a lot, but I'm just gonna tell you, you are encouraged to take action the whole way. Mm-hmm. Lab is the time where you show up and actually do that. Mm-hmm. So you really get the most out of this. This is not absolutely. Sit and learn mm-hmm. and hope for the best. This is, you better learn it. You're going to take action. You're going to get feedback, and you're going to do even better next time.
Absolutely.
For 8 weeks.
Absolutely. So we cannot wait to see if you have any questions. Again, feel free to message us on Instagram, and we will be there to make sure it's a good fit.
Before we let you go, if this is all very intriguing to you, you're clearly the type of person who is very close to being ready if you're not completely ready. And for that reason, we want to give you just a little bit even more insight into what can happen for you and how you can feel after taking a training like Guide Culture. So the next few minutes are dedicated to some voice memos we've received recently, just with that initial reaction of what they got out of the training. So enjoy the next few minutes. And again, let us know if you have any questions.
When I signed up for the Guide Culture program, I expected to get an amazing sales training, which I absolutely did. This was better than I could have ever expected. What I didn't expect to get, though, were really three main things. Number one, I didn't expect Guide Culture to help me communicate better and show up better in every single area of my life, including in my marriage, my family, my business networking groups, and speeches and presentations that I give. Really, anywhere that I was communicating, I'm now showing up better after 8 weeks of Guide Culture. The second thing I didn't expect was to gain an amazing community of like-minded business owners that showed up week after week in lab and now beyond lab to encourage, empower, support, and inspire one another. The third thing I didn't expect to get was a really deep belief in myself, in my business, and how I'm serving other people. If you are on the fence about whether or not to join Guide Culture, I would encourage you, just sign up. You will not regret it.
I can speak for everybody that nobody ever in any business and industry has ever taught anything like this. So like, this is something everybody needs, no matter who they are or where they are.
I've owned my studio now for 5 years. We just started our sixth year. And so I have all of this experience and all of this evidence and all of this, just like, I know my product so well, you know, like I've been in the trenches doing the thing for a while, and I just never had a process to communicate all of this sales, everything. And so now that I just like have the fill in the blank process, you know what I mean? It's super transformative.
So I just finished my 8th week of Guide Culture. So what I thought Guide Culture was, is that I would get sales training as well as learn how to serve my people really, really well. And not only did I get both of those things, but I also got an amazing community of business owners who were willing to rally around me and to lift me up and to call me to a higher standard and just really encourage me to be my best and to grow. And that has been just so life-giving and has really like propelled me forward. And I'm so excited for what's next.
I wanted to let you know, I had a meeting with my direct report and we just chatted through things. And at the end of the meeting, she said, I really just want you to know how much I have noticed your change in attitude and the way that you handle kind of not so fun things. And I've really noticed it. And you've just done such a 180. And that is in large part because of guide culture and what I learned at Guide Culture.
So I just finished watching Labs for the second time to prep for tomorrow for my week 8. And crazy, call me crazy, but I cried at the very end. Oh my gosh. And I'm still crying. I'm still crying. Wow. But I just needed to share with you because I have never taken an online course that I have felt so fulfilled by. I have never been coached by a group of individuals that have been so encouraging. And even on the days that I felt like I did horribly, they always encouraged me. And, you know, with all the questions that I've always had, whether it was with you, Macy, or any of the coaches, you know, Shelby, Lindy, or Sarah, I have always, you know, received feedback and comments and, you know, responses. And I'm so, so grateful for that. And I know that takes time out of everybody's day. But to pour into me, I'm beyond grateful. The encouragement is beyond anything I actually expected. I knew I walking into this that I was gonna learn something, but to feel completely transformed, I'm floored. And the power of feeling like you're capable, ugh, is beyond my expectations. You guys did such a great job at creating an online platform that does not feel like online at all. It was so powerful. So thank you.
Thank you so much for listening, and we hope this episode encouraged you in your journey. Come join us over at the Winner's Circle Facebook group of online entrepreneurs who are winning the game of life. The link is down in the show notes. We'll see you there.